You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates Business Class to experience a new level of comfort.
All right, of course, to London we go. But today, I'm afraid we don't have Adam Gilchrist on the line, but we do have John Adderley because Adam is on leave. And John, good morning to you. Happy Friday. Donald Trump, of course, talking about a possible visit to the White House by North Korean lead. I mean, the summit next week is going to dominate global news, is it not?
Goodness me, it is. Yes, very good morning. Good to be with you. Yes, Donald Trump says, and this is, a new strand to all of this, that he would actually consider inviting North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un to the White House if their summit next week in Singapore goes well. This is after Mr. Trump met the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to discuss next week's summit. And Donald Trump said it's possible that an agreement to end the Korean War could be reached. Formally, that hasn't been resolved. But he reckons that would be the easy part of the negotiations. It's what happens after that that's really important, he told reporters. Yeah. And we've also had the US Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, saying that Kim Jong-un has indicated to him personally that North Korea is prepared to denuclearize, which is, you know, the main topic on the agenda. So you're quite right that all eyes are going to be on Singapore next week. By the way, all eyes today, talking about President Trump, he's in Canada, in Quebec, for
the G7 summit,
yeah, of world leaders, yeah. Just a bit about that, because he's issued a series of tweets, as you might expect, with Donald Trump criticizing Canada, the EU and France for charging what he called massive tariffs. And as we know, President Trump's imposed his own tariffs. And President Macron of France says, although it seems that Donald Trump doesn't appear to care about being isolated, and the Canadian Prime Minister has called Donald Trump's justification of national security for his tariffs as laughable.
Yeah, I mean, there's some stinging rebukes really from EU leaders to Donald Trump there. Now, to Northern Ireland we go. The Supreme Court there, what, increasing pressure to relax abortion rules, of course, following that vote just across the border.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It comes very soon after that referendum vote in the Republic of Ireland to lift the abortion ban there. And there's been a case heard in the Supreme Court here in London, a case brought by human rights campaigners. And what it led to was the majority of judges sitting in that court making very clear that the current strict rules on abortion in Northern Ireland are incompatible with European human rights legislation, should be reformed. And, you know, Northern Ireland is now really isolated on abortion here. Terminations there are only allowed if a woman's life is at risk. And the strong message from these judges is the rules should change. The only awkward thing about this is that it is something that is up to politicians in Northern Ireland to decide, but there's no government effectively working in Northern Ireland at the moment. Power sharing has been suspended for many months because the political parties have fallen out, not for the first time, of course. So what Westminster leaders are saying, come on, not just on this issue, but for the sake of the people of Northern Ireland, sort out your differences, get round the table again, and then put dealing with abortion in Northern Ireland near the top of the agenda. As you say, the Republic of Ireland has just moved on this. So Northern Ireland is quite isolated, and there's a lot of pressure from here in London for those reforms to happen. And there's even pressure for Westminster leaders to almost impose a change or force politicians in Northern Ireland to do something about it.
All right, we'll leave it there with John Adderley on The Worldview, of course, from London. Now, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. And today's question comes from Safiya, who tweeted, how long is a life sentence? What does it mean to have three life sentences, as in the case of Henry van Breda? Hashtag Emirates Worldview. And I think it's a great question because, of course, we also know that they were saying that at least not until in his 40s will he come out. So what does a life sentence then mean in that context? To get to the answer, we spoke to Michael Bagram, who's a lawyer but also an MP.
A life sentence essentially means a minimum of 25 years in jail. When you talk about three life sentences, you talk about 75 years. Normally what happens is a judge runs life sentences concurrently. And what that means is, if a judge gives you two life sentences and says that they are to run concurrently, it means that they run at the same time. So if you get two life sentences of 25 years each, you only sit for the 25 years. A judge who doesn't call it concurrently is showing his extreme displeasure by making life sentences run one after each other.
All right, congratulations to Safiya for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won R1,000 courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates Business Class to experience a new level of comfort.
If you have a question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Morning, Robin. Glad to see you're back. I just wanted to pop in before your meeting with the team from Chambers & Chambers.
Don't worry, Mr. Fredericks. I took care of that already.
You did? How?
Over a bottle of fine French wine and a gourmet meal.
Oh.
I happened to sit next to Miss Chambers at the Emirates Lounge in Beijing.
So you landed the account before you even took off. That's good work.
With gourmet meals and fine wines in our worldwide lounges, Emirates Business Class is so much more than just business. Fly Emirates. Experience a new level of comfort.